Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to stay organized. It's as simple as that. It's something so simple. You can say, oh man, well, you really need to be organized. What? And it's so hard.
Isn't that funny?
It's the last live event that we did. There's a woman sitting up front who was, I don't know, she was a retired, something complicated and very like, I don't know, it was something like some kind of mechanical engineer with something, or it was pretty intense.
Oh, the VP, the Toyota VP?
Yeah,
finance.
And so she was heckling me, and I'm glad she did. She's like, you know, you say this, stay organized. Oh, you got to stay organized to get your first deal
it's
done.
Like, that's and nice. Like, I don't know how to do
great,
that.
Steve. That's great. Thanks. I paid to sit here and look at you.
And you tell me, to
stay organized.
Stay organized.
That's great.
Hey, have a nice day. Thanks for coming.
So that's what we're going to talk about today. And all week, actually, is organization/motivation/ don't let life get in your way.
Yep.
Of accomplishing whatever you want. This doesn't have to be about real estate. It can
Thank
be anything.
You. Exactly.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Tanner Hendricks asks, hello, everyone. I wanted to hear some advice on what the first three steps are I should focus on as I try to educate myself on all aspects of this business. I'm starting from scratch. I want to feel as though I'm making progress. So should I be setting things up like a website, LLC, PO box in the meantime? Any budget/business plans? It will probably be a month or two before I pull the trigger on the full membership. So any advice on what to do in the meantime is greatly appreciated. Thanks. Oh, and sorry.
I'll do it. Joe Schmidt responds, because Land Investors is a community. So people ask questions, and people, you know, other members in our community, and it's all free, respond. Some of the more senior or longtime members try to help out the newer people. And so Joe Schmidt responds, here's what I did to prep, in quotes. I set up an LLC. I opened a separate bank account in my LLC's name and funded it with 10 grand. Set up a virtual PO box, email account, Google Voice number for intake after the mail goes out. And of course, I bought the course and sent the mail. You can worry about your website, business cards, logo, etc. after your first mailer is done. Everything hinges on sending the mail.
That's true.
Then the reason I put Joe's thing in there is because I don't have anything to add to that.
That's very true. I do like having the website, even if it's just a simple one, started ahead of time. Having your company name, know the website's available, so you put that on the mail and you don't have to change it later. I do like that. And starting getting your social media accounts all set up. Because when the mail goes out, the people want to be able to look you up. But at least if your name's on it and you have a good LinkedIn profile, and they can at least look you up and tie their offer to you, I'm good with that too, getting started. But that's going to be coming quickly behind it.
All of this stuff, every single last detail is addressed in the education programs that Jill and I provide once you're a member.
Yeah.
So I understand and appreciate you want to get a head start. A lot of people just, me included, did a bunch of deals long before there was ever an LLC.
Right.
It is important though, like Jill said, the social media stuff, hopefully if you're a little bit younger than me anyway, this is already, like, you already do all this stuff. But when we say get your social media things set up, I think the vast majority of the people who are listening or watching here say, what are you talking about? That's been going on since I was 6 years old.
Right.
So if you're my age,
right,
you, that's something you, it may or may not come supernaturally to you.
You know what I like to do, though? I like to tell people, add investor to your description about you. I just think it's something special when people go, okay, wait a minute, this person's a pilot, or this person's a medical professional or something. But if I see in there too that they're that and an investor, what do you think?
Well, I think that
I like it.
This and how you execute this is up to you, but I think this, whenever you make any type of consumer decision, what do?
Check
do you click on the first thing that pops right up in your face, click on it and buy it. No, you go do research. You find out who the people are.
Right.
You know, maybe if you're trying to buy something, buy dinner that night, you might click on it and say, yeah, I will. This is just faster and easier.
I'm still going to research it.
But if you're going to make a big decision, yeah, like, I don't know, I need a side gig because I want to buy and sell real estate because my Aunt Sally does it really well. You're gonna spend some time researching it. So they're going to find, they're going to look your name up. They're going to look your company name up, and it wants to match. If there's a picture of you doing, you know, a beer bong from college on Facebook, and that's the first thing that it comes up when they Google yourself, people aren't going to sell their real estate to you.
Are we kind of past that? I think people kind of know that now.
I like to say, you know, beer bong on.
What would you have? All right, I got to ask. Okay, let me think here. Think of like this. If pretend you're 10, you're 17 and stupid.
Yep.
Okay.
That's not that hard.
I know that. I was going to let you go there. All right, you're 17 and stupid. You just make your first social media thing. Okay. Well, think back to when you're 17. Well, I know what mine would have been. What would have been on the front page of yours?
It would have been all like high school football,
all
dumb, stupid behavior, teenage behavior.
Oh.
You know? American teenage idiot behavior, don't care.
Right.
What would yours be?
Mine would have been me. Backstage at a big concert on a couch like look who I'm sitting next to. That would have been mine.
Oh, because you were a groupie back then?
Yeah, kind of.
You never use the word groupie for some reason.
No, I don't like
that. But you were a groupie.
It's a little derogatory. I don't prefer not to use it. I prefer... let's see, professional fanatic.
There's no difference at all. How is groupie different than fanatic?
Professional, I said.
because those groupies over there.
No. That's not me.
Yeah. Well, their behavior is way different than mine. Okay.
All right. Anyway, see, I think we made our point. Don't do that.
Yeah. There's a lot I could say.
Yep.
I'm going to leave it all alone.
Okay.
Today's topic, how to stay organized. This is the meat of the show.
Actually, I had a variety of my different hairdos back in the day. That would have been on there, and that would have been funny.
You know what it would
have
been?
Some good ones.
So we did a lot of stupid stuff with this time. You know this whole Jackass thing?
Yeah.
Where they skate off the end of the world and have
all them. Boys do that.
Yeah.
All boys ride behind the bump, put something behind a bumper of a vehicle, no matter who you
it's
are.
True.
They all do it. And it's amazing that they're alive today.
I agree.
And you're
so
alive.
It wouldn't have been about me. It would have been the reporting the stupid stuff.
The horrible stunt that you did.
Yeah.
Like, look what I just drank and ate that in 5 minutes. Watch.
Exactly.
Like, girls are not like that. Nope. Okay.
When our girls like, look how I look. Look how I look today. And look who
I
am.
You know, I would have been a little lost right now because I'm not a selfie kind of throwing equipment. I'm not a, like a, you know, the girls are, they
just choked yourself.
Do you know that they are? I'm not that way. And I often say, like, you know, I don't think I'm as photogenic because I haven't spent months. I don't have months invested in trying to figure out what my great side is. But so many girls do. I go, God, that's a great picture of her. How did she do that? Well, and she does it so fast because she's got weeks and months and days of figuring out what the perfect angle is. So girls are not like that. So I would be a little lost right now in today's.
Here's a newsflash for all women.
I'd be like, this is me.
You are only ever going to look better or worse, plus or minus 8% of how you look in your worst moment.
Where did you get that number?
Okay, 10%. In your worst moment of the day. And whatever you do to yourself, you're only going to look 10% better than that. And as great as you look, you can forget it.
All right.
In the worst situation, minus 10%. Actually, I think it's closer to 5. That's it.
Those are very interesting numbers, Stephen.
A tremendous amount of time gets spent on primping.
Okay.
And one of the greatest things about your
show
is
like... Are you complaining about me?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I was just about to wrap it up like this.
I'm wearing a t-shirt today.
One of the greatest things about you...
plain white t-shirt.
That has never, since the day I met you, been a big, huge... high priority on your list, and I love that.
Thank you.
Because you're beautiful anyway.
Thank you.
You don't need all that stuff. Nobody does, actually.
Thank you. All right, back to the show.
Today's topic, how to stay organized. Oh, we already said this is the meat of the show.
You kind
of
did.
Wow, that's going to mess up this producer.
It is. You want me to go?
Sure.
Okay. So I wrote down three things that I personally do to stay organized, and hopefully this will help you. Number one, I used to really be a fan of to-do lists, even online. Like I used in 365, there's a total to-do thing, and I used to load that baby up. And I found that I was not getting things done. They would just hang out on my to-do list until I eventually forgot about the to-do list. And it was stupid stuff like get stuff to the accountant. And I wouldn't, I'd put a date on it, and I'd feel good about having a date on there. But when I sat down on that day and I pulled up my to-do list, I'm like, oh, I don't have time for that. My day's already scheduled out. So I've actually transitioned from that. And more like to what you do, here I am eating my words and telling you, Stephen, you were right.
Yeah.
So remember this moment. We are 10 minutes and
it's show 936.
45 seconds in to show number what? Nine something?
It took 936 shows.
35.
Oh, 35.
Yeah. Today, so you're right about that. And I do that now, and it's really good. So I don't have to-do lists. I actually use my calendar. And if I have to move it from my calendar, at least I moved it to another spot. For example, I do need to gather up our tax stuff right now. I have to get some stuff to the accountant, and then it's on me that only I have control over. And I had it for, I don't know what day it was this week, but I moved it to, I think it's tomorrow afternoon. I put you in it too, so we're both going to do it. I thought it would actually help motivate me too, by the way. If we're doing this for in the same hour, we're both going to like, all right, how can I help you? And you can help me. And we're going to get this stuff to our guy and be done with it. So at least I know I have an hour chunk. So having it just on your list is great. But if you have 8 hours already filled in that day, it doesn't really matter. But if you know and you put on a day that, and you put an hour or 2 hours, whatever that time, might be 30 minutes, whatever that time commitment is, I need to spend 30 minutes calling a county and getting the back taxes situation under control for these three properties, do that. And then you know you have it allocated and you know you have that time. And if you have to move it, fine. I have to move it from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock or whatever time it is because I have something that came up. At least you know it's going to get done and you budgeted the time. So that, to me, has been a huge change. Second thing I do is I've gotten better and I can still improve on is tackling things quickly and efficiently and the first time they pop up. Because if you open your email, oh, okay, I'll get to that. And then you stare at it again and again and again and again. And how many times you sit, and I'm always trying to get better at this, you look at your email and you've got 20 things in there that need your attention. Instead of opening it up, dealing with it right then, replying, scheduling it, getting the task done, whatever it is that someone needs from you, answering the question, just do it right then and being done with it. And so it's not staring at you. I find you're saving yourself a lot of time. So that's my second thing. And the third thing I do is clean space, no piles. And that's one of the things about you and I, we've both always been that way. Yeah. We have never been, you know, and I think that's one of the reasons we're together. I remember one time, the first time you came over and visited where I live, you're like, all right, you're okay.
There's a catalyst for sure.
Right. You're like, because if you walked in and I had six cats and piles everywhere and quilts or, you know, when I was knitting something, you would have been like, oh, I'm out.
But, or you ate dinner in bed last night and it was all still there.
Right? Yeah, I don't do that.
I was heading for an image.
Could you imagine? Yeah. And there's a lot of people that like that. But for my workspace especially, and people walk in and go, well, what's funny is you walk into our studio, both of our offices are /office/studios, there's equipment everywhere, and it's like all set up for like right now, we're sitting at Steven's desk recording this, so that's the most that we have is equipment. You won't see piles, you won't see a lot of papers. I have a notepad, I might be doing things, taking notes for the show right now, because it's better than typing, and once I'm done, I take this and it's thrown away. Really, it's shredded, and that's it. It's done, gone, out of my life. So those are my three things.
There are exactly two types of people in this world when it comes to this topic. People who have a schedule when they wake up in the morning, and people who don't. The people who actually have a voluntary schedule, one that they make for themselves to succeed, is less than 2%. I did the research before the show.
Really?
Yep.
I believe it.
Most people in their job, think of a person who works in a 1980s factory. their schedule is not their own. They made somebody, some foreman said, his, you're going to stand here.
Right.
When this thing comes down the line.
Clock in, drill clock
it,
out.
Drill it. When the whistle goes off like it's the Flintstones, then take your break. When this whistle goes off, go back and drill the holes every time something comes down the line. That's your schedule.
Right.
They made the schedule for you. And we all know how we feel about that. No one listening to this show has that job right now.
Right.
In fact, no American has that job anymore because it's either gone to China or it's replaced by a machine. So that leaves all the people between that wake up in the morning and kind of just react to what happens.
Right.
They have a feeling. Think of a ER nurse. They have very small amount of their day is structured like, hey, please take inventory of, and that gets all shoved off, trust me. And all they're doing is reacting to what comes through the door.
Right. Just ready for it.
And so you will never, ever get ahead if you're reacting to the stuff
all
that comes into your inbox.
It's true.
Now, granted, an ER nurse, man, believe me, I am not knocking that.
Right.
That's just the nature of the job.
Right.
And there's really no other way to do that.
Right.
What your job is to have a system. And if you have a system, and so you wake up in the morning and you have the day is your own, and you have a system that tells you what to do that you've created, you will win at this.
Yeah.
If you take it to the next level, like I have, and then the next level after that, like I have, which we're going to talk about tomorrow in a calendar-based schedule, you will succeed at this.
Yeah.
But if you wake up with a feeling, and you say, you know, I think I'm supposed to
I'm
supposed to watch Land Academy 1.0 right now. And then the week after that, or when I'm done with it, whenever I get done with it, I'll get an LLC.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
And then
that.
When I'm done with that, and so it's never going to get
I'll
done,
I'll see how much
me.
Money I've got saved up. I'll
it'll
check
never,
that out.
Never,
yeah.
Or, darn, it's Sunday?
Oh, shit.
Man, I had a blast on Saturday night.
Yeah.
It's 9:30.
You know, well, I'll get to it next weekend.
At about 10:30, maybe I'll, whatever. And that used to be me, actually. So until I really implemented, and we use Microsoft 365, which we'll talk about tomorrow. And that's my, you know, please write that down if you're a note taker on the show. If you actually learn something from the show instead of just listen to it, there's those two types of people. Do not be the person who just kind of meanders around their way through this.
Right.
I think
it was perfect.
Now there's a whole.
You've never had that.
No, especially on the show.
Wow.
Maybe they'll cut it out.
I'm impressed.
Why?
This is kind of funny. We had two firsts on this show. I ate my words. 9:35. 17 minutes in, Stephen lost his train of thought.
Maybe this whole podcast is almost over.
For us? We're running out of things to say?
Yeah.
Never. Oh my, trust me, Stephen. We talked about yesterday going to this trade show. I mean, yesterday, today, we talked about the trade shows we went to in Las Vegas. So we had how many hours in the car from LA? 4 hours in the car there, 4 hours in the car back, you know. And we apparently have a lot to talk about. So we're just fine.
Good save. So I remembered what I was going to say.
Okay.
So how do you know when you've actually arrived and it's all working? Here's how you know. And this really annoys Jill to this day. I know where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing at 9 a.m. And if it's 9:05, I'm not a nice person to be around.
If you're not where you're supposed
between
to be.
Between 9 and right. 11 or whatever. Like today is actually 9 and 11. If it gets to be 11:15 and the thing's not done,
right.
I start moving stuff out and moving it forward and removing it.
Right. People included.
I'm sad but true. I also.
I've been that person.
Literally schedule my free time. Literally. So.
It's true.
The thing that, so let me leave you with this final point, and we'll talk about it tomorrow in great detail. The single thing that will kill all of this is not sticking to the schedule, but more importantly, communication. If you have to communicate either through email, texting, or all the millions of ways that these tech companies are helping us constantly communicate with each other, you will fail. You have to. That's ironic, isn't it?
Right.
Doesn't everybody say, hey, always there's more communications better? No, it's not. Jill just used this tax thing as an example. Yeah. The accountant asked for some information from her. I don't know why he contacted her, but he did. And there's only four or five ways that you can let stuff in.
Right.
In person, on email, through the text, and probably a few other miscellaneous ways on the phone.
Right.
The first thing you do, and we'll talk about this in a huge way tomorrow, get it in the system, get all the people involved right when it happens, and delete it.
Right.
And then it gets out to where it's supposed to go. So.
Perfect. We'll talk about more tomorrow.
Yeah,
I have
a lot to say about
this. I know you do.
Well, you did it again. You spend another 20 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where Jill and I talk about a calendar-based schedule.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You know where this came from?
Where?
People are asking me both at the live event, and people ask me all the time. Oh. You don't know this because I get emails from people who listen to the show. How the hell do you guys have enough time to do what you do?
Oh, I get that too.
And I feel like I have extra time.
It's not that bad.
It is.
We have a good team. You know, we're at the point though, I swear I've got a good team. I've got to the point where things come in and I can delegate it and know it's going to get done. And that's nice. And for a long time, we didn't have that.
I feel
so
like
I understand for people who
schedule.
Are new and you're getting started and it is all you. So you got to be ready for that. You got to wear all the hats.
Yeah.
And then someday you won't have to wear all the hats.
That's right.
Wherever you're watching or wherever you are listening, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information.
And inspiration.
To buy undervalued property.